The mitzvah of wearing tefillin has always had special significance for Jews. Although tefillin is not a mitzvah which must be observed even at the cost of one's life, nevertheless, during the Holocaust, there were many who took great risks to wear tefillin, even for one moment each day. Why did they do this? Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Meisels once explained that in the concentration camps, many people lost the will to live. And people realized that strengthening their faith was one of the best ways to survive. This is why the mitzvah of tefillin was so beloved in the concentration camps, for it helped keep these broken spirits from sinking into complete despair. Now, of course, obtaining a pair of tefillin in a concentration camp was nearly impossible. Whenever new prisoners arrived at the camp, all personal possessions were immediately confiscated. Religious objects, such as tefillin and Hebrew books, were considered by the Germans to be of no value, so they were tossed on an enormous junk pile to be later destroyed. Yet sometimes, because of the leather straps and cases, tefillin were placed into a pile with other leather objects for salvage, and it was from this pile that a pair of tefillin could occasionally be rescued. Jacob Frankel, a survivor of Buchenwald, describes as follows. "Do not think that the most expensive commodity in Buchenwald was bread. My experience taught me that there was a much more valuable merchandise there, a pair of tefillin. I myself took part in a transaction where a guard was willing to sell me a pair of tefillin for the extraordinary price of 4 rations of bread. A heated discussion broke out among the prisoners. According to Jewish law, was it permitted to pay such a price for the tefillin? In Buchenwald, to forego 4 rations of bread meant dying within a week. It was tantamount to committing suicide. Nevertheless, I went to the guard and informed him that I was prepared to give 2 rations of bread as a down payment for the tefillin. He refused and wanted the full payment in advance. So, another Jew became my partner. It took several days until the two of us were able to save up the 4 rations of bread, but the guard kept his word. We received the tefillin and prayed while wearing them. In doing so, we achieved a level of intensity that may be impossible to ever experience again."